This is a Kim Monson news briefing.
Cherry Creek School Board bars Molly Lamar from speaking on education. Cherry Creek School District told parent advocate Molly Lamar she could not address its special board meeting because, in the district's words, education was not on their meeting agenda after she submitted education as her topic. The bar lands on top of $23 million in budget cuts, 59 jobs eliminated, two senior administrators on paid leave, a former superintendent collecting roughly $64,000 in payouts, and the forced resignation of the board treasurer over racialized remarks. La Greenwood Village. The Cherry Creek School District told parent advocate Molly Lamar she was barred from speaking at a May 6 special board meeting after she submitted education as her topic, Lamar said on The Kim Monson Show Friday, because the board responded that education was not on the agenda. Lamar said, "They told me I was barred from speaking at this meeting because education was not on their meeting agenda." She was recounting an email she said the district sent her on Tuesday, May 5. Lamar said, "I put education, you know, simple, right? It's a school board meeting. I'll talk about education." The Wednesday meeting was canceled by a snowstorm and rescheduled for Friday morning. Lamar signed up again, this time listing the superintendent, interim superintendent extension as her topic, and was allowed to speak. The board is moving to extend the contract of interim superintendent Dr. Jennifer Perry without surveys or community outreach, Lamar said. Education is considered off-topic. Lamar said, "Yes, we've reached a point where education is considered off-topic at a Cherry Creek School Board meeting. What do you think they're talking about over there? Maybe this is why we're doing so poorly academically." The district has not publicly confirmed the wording of its email to Lamar. A spokesperson did not respond to a request for comment. Cherry Creek is the fourth largest school district in Colorado, serving roughly 52,000 students, according to the Denver Gazette. $23 million in cuts, 159 jobs eliminated. The district announced on Thursday, April 9, that it will cut 59 jobs and reduce expenses by $23 million for the 2026 to 2027 school year, according to 9 News. The reductions include 36 central administration positions and 123 school support positions, among them 51 special education jobs, 37 gifted and talented jobs, and 18 elementary health liaisons. Perry attributed the shortfall to ongoing uncertainty in state and federal funding in an April 9 letter to parents, according to Denver 7. Carly Holiday, president of the Cherry Creek Education Association, the district's teachers union, told Denver 7, "Educators and support staff did not overspend. They showed up through a pandemic, through years of being asked to do more with less, and they continue to show up, even fighting for better funding from the state. And yet, they are absorbing the consequences. Administrators on paid leave, former superintendent paid out. While the 59 frontline jobs are being eliminated, two senior administrators have spent months on paid administrative leave, and a third has separated from the district with a six-figure payout." Former Superintendent Chris Smith left the district on January 30 after a Denver 7 investigation reported a toxic workplace culture and complaints from district principals. The district was contractually obligated to pay Smith $119,857.87 in unused sick leave and $44,070 in vacation leave, totaling roughly $64,000, Colorado Politics reported. Brenda Smith, the district's chief human resources officer and the former superintendent's wife, was placed on paid administrative leave on February 2 amid allegations of nepotism and a toxic work environment. Tony Poole, then assistant superintendent of special populations, was placed on paid administrative leave less than 2 weeks later in an investigation into allegations of misconduct in the form of insubordination, according to Denver 7. Under a separation agreement obtained by Denver 7, Poole will retire at the end of June while remaining on paid leave at $19,345 per month, plus a lump sum payment of $97,925.29 for accumulated leave. The total payout exceeds $200,000 over roughly 3 months, while the cuts to his former department proceed. Lamar said, "We have a massive budget deficit. We're cutting frontline jobs, and yet the same corrupt administrators are still on payroll. Some are under investigation and aren't even working, yet they're collecting our taxpayer checks. Public reporting confirms the paid leave status of the administrators. No formal finding of corruption has been publicly announced. Treasurer resigns after closed-door meeting. Cherry Creek Board Treasurer Terry Bates, elected to the District D seat in November 2025, resigned on April 24 after a special board meeting that immediately went into executive session, according to Denver 7. The agenda referenced a board policy on member conduct, but did not disclose the discussion concerned Bates. Board President Ann Egan read a statement after the closed session, saying the board had credible information that Board Director Terry Bates made racialized remarks that were unacceptable and inconsistent with our values. The board declined to release details to protect the privacy of individuals involved and accepted the resignation unanimously. Mike Hamrick stepped into the treasurer role. The District D seat is currently vacant. Bates posted a Facebook statement 2 days later saying he had distributed a written apology to each board member at the meeting and was told it was too late, according to Sentinel Colorado. Lamar said she filed open records requests after the resignation. Lamar said he didn't just make inappropriate comments, he made racist remarks targeting the Mexican community. And his apology was a private letter written just to the board. The Mexican community characterization is from documents Lamar said she obtained through her open records request. The public board statement uses only racialized without specifying which community the remarks targeted, and the district has declined to release details. Audit pending, contract extension on the table. The board has approved stricter contract approval rules, a travel freeze, and policy reviews on nepotism, according to Sentinel Colorado, and an independent audit of its internal financial controls expected to take 4 to 6 months, according to Denver 7. The board pushed its superintendent search from spring to the end of summer. Perry's interim contract was extended through June 30 at $27,717.76 per month, with an option to extend further. Friday's meeting addressed that further extension. Lamar said, "There has been no discussion, no transparency about this situation, and why we would be moving to extend this interim superintendent's contract without the parents weighing in. We've got declining enrollment. We've got declining achievements in our schools." Lamar said the bar from speaking fits a broader pattern. Lamar said, they hide behind these special meetings and these executive sessions to keep the public in the dark. The next regular board meeting is scheduled for Monday, May 11, at 7 p.m. at Horizon Middle School. And now, Kim's perspective. Kim's perspective. A Cherry Creek parent signed up to talk about education at a school board meeting, and the board emailed her back to say education was not on the agenda. Read that sentence twice. The fourth largest school district in Colorado, sitting on a $23 million budget hole that is about to cost 159 frontline jobs, has decided that the parents paying the property taxes do not get to discuss the actual subject of the institution. Meanwhile, two senior administrators are still drawing six-figure paychecks on paid leave. A former superintendent walked out the door with about $164,000, and the board chose a closed executive session to handle a member's racialized remarks. Cherry Creek parents are paying for a school district that has closed the door on them. They should walk through it anyway, Monday night at Horizon Middle School. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson News Briefing.